This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, just as Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is the most virtuous and the most superior amongst the malaika, and our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most virtuous and superior amongst humankind and amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, and Laylatul Qadr is the most virtuous amongst all the nights of the year, and the month of Ramadan is the most virtuous of all months of the year. In a similar manner, the day of Jumu'ah, as we know, Friday is the most superior and the most virtuous of all days in the week. And we know from the ahadith in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah creates whatever He wants and He chooses from whatever He wants. He gives certain things more superiority than others. Not all days and times are the same. There are certain days and there are certain times that are more virtuous and more superior. In a similar manner, the day of Jumu'ah is the most superior amongst the days of the week. And we are supposed to give it that superiority. Jis tarah hamare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tamam anbiya mein afzal, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, tamam malaika mein afzal, رمضان تمام مہینوں میں افضل, لیلۃ القدر تمام راتوں میں افضل, اسی طرح جمعہ کا دن تمام ایام میں افضل. ان یوم الجمعۃ سید الایام, that the day of Jumu'ah is the king of all days. In a hadith, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had said, وہو اعظم عند اللہ من یوم الاضحى ویوم الفطر. It is even more mubarak and more blessed than the day of Eid al-Fitr and the day of Eid al-Adha. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day which the sun rises upon is the day of Jumu'ah. So this is the most excellent day in the week. Somehow or the other, we no more give it the virtue and the superiority that our elders used to give it. Prior to Islam, اسلام سے پہلے اس کا نام جو ہے نا وہ اروبا تھا, یوم العروبہ. پیپل یوز ٹو کال اٹ یوم العروبہ. دین اٹ واز دا سیونتھ گرینڈ فادر آف اور بلیوڈ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اینڈ لوئی کاب ابن لوئی, ہی واز امنگز دوز ہو یوز ٹو فالو دا دین آف ابراہیم علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. ہی واز دا ون ہو گیدرڈ پیپل آن دا ڈے آف جمعہ. And he used to gather them and he used to give them a sermon about the righteousness, about the virtue and about righteousness. And ulama say that he was the one who first gave the name Yawmul Jumu'ah. So that was, you know, the first time that the word Jumu'ah was used. But thereafter, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his time, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized it. Now in Makkah, there couldn't be Jumu'ah because of the circumstances. And there is historical evidence that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote to Mus'ab bin Umair to gather people on the day of Jumu'ah. But the first time Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Jumu'ah was when he made hijrah to Medina Munawwara. In Quba, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Jumu'ah was not compulsory because it was not an established place. It was not an established city. So when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled from Quba to Medina, on the way there is a tribe of Bani Salma. And it was on that place, in fact, when you go and make ziyarat, you find that there is the place of Jumu'ah, the first place, the first time Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Jumu'ah. So Jumma is a very special thing and a special day in our deen. And one of the things is in the Quran, and there are various reasons for its excellence and superiority, is deen ki ahmiyat ki chand wujuhat hai. Firstly, Allah in the Quran has made mention of only 2 days. Right? Only 2 days are mentioned in the Holy Quran. Sir do dino ka zikr Allah ne Quran mein kiya hai. Ek yom us-sabt, hafte ke din. Aur wo bhi ek khas wajah hai. Uski ek khas wujuh hai. That Allah Ta'ala made mention of the day of Sabbath, the day of Saturday, because the Jews did not respect it after they committed to respect it. Yom us-sabt. So Allah Ta'ala has made mention of Saturday in the Holy Quran. And one is Allah has made mention of Jumu'ah. Not only Allah has mentioned Surah Jumu'ah, but Allah has made mention of an entire Surah. Ek Surah hai iske naam. Suratul Jumu'ah, jiski iske ahmiyat malum hoti hai. So we know the ahmiyat and the virtue and superiority of Jumu'ah because Allah has made an entire Surah on this particular day. Subhanallah. Now the word aspect with regard to Jumu'ah is that Allah Ta'ala in this day, one of the excellence with regard to it, the first excellence is Allah Ta'ala has kept a surah under the name of Jumu'ah. The second thing is, in Jumu'ah there is a quality of ijtima'iyat. In Jumu'ah there is this quality of gathering things together. So from the very inception of humanity till the day of even in Jannah, there will be this quality in Jumu'ah of bringing disparate things, bringing them together. So yeah, ek khas, you know, it is one of the fazilets of this particular day. And it is one of the wisdoms with regard to this day. Je Jumu'ah mein ijtima'iyat ka rang hai. Jaisa Adam alayhi salatu wassalam ko Jumu'ah ke din Allah Ta'ala ne ikatta kiya. Allah Ta'ala gathered different portions of the earth and brought them together to create Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. It was a day of Jumu'ah. And when was it? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hadith, after Asr on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah Ta'ala brought the different parts of the earth and brought them together in the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Today is Jumu'ah. People have come from different backgrounds and they have come together and they have gathered together. This is also the aspect of Jumu'ah. Allah has brought things together on the day of the day of Qiyamah will also be on Jumu'ah. Now if you look at the day of Qiyamah, it will be the same thing. People Allah will bring. Allah will bring people together. Innaka jami'un nasi liyawmin. Allah will bring people together on the day of Qiyamah. That also will be Jumu'ah. So Allah will bring different people together and gather them the day of Jumu'ah. And ek ajeeb hadith hai. It Allah Ta'ala makes mention of Yawmul Mazid. And you know, one of our great scholars, Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one day gave a whole bayan on this Yawmul Mazid. And what is Yawmul Mazid? We don't have much time. Let me briefly make mention. In the day in Jannah, there will not be, you know, separate days, and it's not there. Allah will create people that you don't even have to worry about the days. There will only be Rahat. But according to the times, on the day of Jumu'ah, according to the time in Jannah, Allah will gather the people of Jannah. And after gathering the people of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place His arsh according to His shan, according to His greatness. Allah will place His arsh amongst the people of Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the people, O people of Jannah, are you happy? Jannat mein bhi logon ko ikatta karenge Allah ta'ala Jumma ke din. Aur Allah ta'ala unse puchenge, kya aap mujhse razi ho? Are you happy with me? So we will say, Ya Allah, you know, why won't we be happy with you? We are happy with you. You also be happy with us. So Allah will say, why? If I was not happy with you, I wouldn't put you in Jannah. Agar main aapse khush na hota, to aapko Jannat mein dakhil na karta. So I have put you in Jannah. Then Allah will say, pooch aap kya puchna chahte ho? Sawal karo, jo bhi aap chahe. So Allah will ask and repeatedly ask. In one riwayat I read somewhere, the people will say, they will go to the ulama. Ulama ke paas jayenge. To wahan pe bhi ulama ki zarurat hogi. Jamiyat ki daftar qaim karenge wahan pe. So there also we will need the ulama. So they will ask the ulama and say that, why is Allah asking us so much? Why is Allah asking us so much? And the ulama will say, ask Allah to reveal himself to us. Allah Ta'ala apne tajalli karayenge Jumma ke din. Subhanallah. Allah will reveal himself. Wujuhi yawma idhin nazira. Ila rabbiha nazira. That also will be the day of Jumma. Allah will bring, and we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala sabko nasib kare inshallah. Tajalli nasib kare. And then Allah Ta'ala will make a breeze blow in Jannah, which will bring about the fragrance of musk. And that particular breeze will bring about an amazing atmosphere and barakah in that particular gathering. And because of that, when a person, after that breeze comes upon people, the person will become even more handsome. He will become even more beautiful. And then he will go back to his place, residence, where his wife would be. The wife will come and say, you are more handsome than what you went away from here. And he will say to her, you look even more beautiful than what I left you with. Subhanallah. Now we go to our homes, we become old. We say, you became more older. Huh? There you will become more better also. So they say the wife one day asked the husband, or one of the spouses asked, you see, I'm getting old. Look at all the wrinkles are coming on my body. Tell me something that will give me some sort of pleasure. So the husband has said, your eyesight is very good. So that is like that here in this world. But Jannat won't be like that. Jannat, you go back, you are more handsome, she is more beautiful. Subhanallah. That is also on Jannat. So the second thing with regard to Jumma, Allah brings disparate things together. Allah brings and gathers things together. The third thing with regard to Jannah is, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, there are five things with regard to your forefather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which happen in Jannah. Happen on Jummah. The five things that happen to your forefather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam happen on the day of Jummah. So what it is, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ki zindagi mein panch aham waqiyat Jummah ke din pesh aaye. What is it? Firstly, Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on Friday. Secondly, Allah Ta'ala granted him access to Jannah on Friday. And you see, we always fight with regard to Mirath. We're always fighting for inheritance and we're fighting for land. Hamare asal, jo asal land hai, jo hamare asal tikhana hai, wo Jannat hai. Because Allah Ta'ala put Adam alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah, that is our land. So you want to fight for land, go and fight for Jannah. Forget all the land in India, leave it alone now. Stop fighting about it. Go fight for Jannah, that is your original land. So Allah Ta'ala put Adam alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah on Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his tawbah on Friday. Allah Ta'ala sent him on this earth on Friday. Now if you say that Allah Ta'ala took him out of Jannah and put him on this earth, but this may be bohot se johana aham cheez hai. By him coming into this world, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came into existence. You see? So this may be, there is also great aspect with regard to the virtue of that by Allah Ta'ala sending Adam alayhi salam in this world, and he passed away on Friday. So five things with regard to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam happened on Friday. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam Jumma ke din mein qabooliyat ki ek ghari hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam had said, on the day of Jumma, there is a time in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your du'as. And one hadith makes mention, when you are making dua or you're making ibadat, if your dua coincides with that time, whatever dua you make, Allah will accept. Now ulama have given various reasons. Some ulama have given up till 40 different views. But two most prominent views. One is from that time, the imam sits on to give the khutbah till the time of the end of salat. That's the time of dua. There's a time where Allah Ta'ala accepts dua. So even in between the khutbahs, make dua, according to the Ahnaf, you make it silently. Right? So there's a time of qabooliyat of dua. From the time the imam stands up for khutbah till the time of the end of the salat is a time of acceptance of dua. And the one more popular view is that it is a time after asr, especially before maghrib. To iska ihtiyat karna chahiye. We must try and work on that to make dua before maghrib. So this is the whole aspect. And then Jumma ke din Islam ko mukammal kiya gaya hai. On this particular day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed our deen. Someone came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said, Allah, you have got such an ayat in the Holy Quran that if it was revealed to us, that on that particular day we would have made Eid. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, what are you referring to? So he said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radhitu lakum al-islam deena. On this day we have completed our deen upon you and we have completed our favors upon you and Allah has chosen Islam for you. So Allah chose Islam and Allah completed Islam for us on this particular day. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, you know, you saying that you would have created an Eid, would Eid hi kadinta. In fact, two Eids were gathered on that particular day. Firstly, it was the day of Arafah. And secondly, it was the day of Jumu'ah after Asr. So two Eids were gathered on this day when this ayat was revealed. So it was on the day of Friday that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed and perfected our deen. And now there are many other aspects. There are etiquettes with regard to, you know, Jumu'ah that we are supposed to fulfill. Iski wajah se hame iski qadr karna chahe. We have to value the day of Friday. And amongst the days that we are supposed to value it, we must value it from Friday night, which starts off on Thursday after Maghrib. So in one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Laylatul Jumu'ah gharra wa yawmuha azhar. The night of Jumu'ah, that's Thursday night between Thursday and Friday, is an illuminating night. It's a night of nur. And the day of Jumu'ah is full of brightness from the spiritual point of view. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads Surah Dukhan, the malaika makes, they make istighfar for him. Whoever reads Surah Dukhan, why is it? Because it's now linked to Jumu'ah. Then one of the aspects with regard to Jumu'ah is that we are supposed to come early for Jumu'ah. Jaldi aya karo. Pehle zamane mein log jo hai bahut jaldi aya karte the Jumu'ah ke liye. You know this whole particular aspect of a Jumu'ah masjid. You ever heard of this Jumu'ah masjid? Now initially, in the days of the glory of Islam, there used to be one Jumu'ah in the whole city. And from the morning, people used to come for the Jumu'ah. Uska ek shan hua karta tha. There used to be one shan with regard to Jumu'ah. People used to come to one masjid. Now, because of the circumstances, we can't have one Jumu'ah. Therefore, I'm not in favor of having these small Jumu'ahs everywhere. It goes against the shan of Jumu'ah. Originally, Jumu'ah used to be in one big place. One masjid, the whole city used to be one Jumu'ah. Now, we can't have it. Traffic ka zamana hai, pata nahi kya kya. But as far as possible, go to the big congregation of Jumu'ah. Come early. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Man ikhtasala yawm al-jumu'ati ghusl al-janaba." Whoever makes ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, the ghusl of janabat. Everyone is happy now. But yahan bayan karne ki zarurat nahi hai, ghar mein ghar bayan karne ki zarurat hai. Whoever makes ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, the ghusl of janabat, where you know, after you are napak and you make that particular ghusl, then thumma raha, and then you come to the masjid. فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّمَ badana. The one who comes early, the malaika stands outside the masjid, they give him the reward of making a sacrifice of a camel. Then the people who come next, they get the reward of making a sacrifice of a cow. Then the camel who comes next, he gets the reward of making a sacrifice of a lamb or a sheep. And the one who comes thereafter, he gets the reward of making a qurbani of a chicken. That doesn't mean he must make qurbani of chicken. It's just to give you the reward with regard to it. And the guy who comes last, who gets the reward of an egg. And thereafter, when the imam starts off, when the muazzin makes the imam, makes the azan for khutbah, the malaika close their books and they no more give rewards. Ab jo hai na, hamare kya yaar, log itne der se aate hain. Unke liye koi khas fazilat nahi. Koi khas ajar nahi. To jaldi aya karo, you come early, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you great amount of reward. And there's one beautiful hadith. Idha kana yawm al-jum'ah fahtasala rajul wa ghasala ra'sahu thumma tatayyab. Whoever, you know, on the day of Jum'ah, he prepares himself. He makes ghusl. And then he wears his best clothes. He puts atar wa labisa min salihi thiyabi. He wears his best clothes. ثم خرج إلى الصلاة. Then he comes for the sake of Jumu'ah. ولم يفرق بين إثنين. He doesn't come and separate two people. Now, this whole particular aspect, when I make mention of it, then people get angry. He comes right in front. And you know, if you want to come in front, come early. Don't jump over the backs of people and come in front. Come early and sit in front. And you don't, وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقْ بَيْنَ إِثْنَيْنِ غُفِرَ لَهُ مِنَ الْجُمْعَةِ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ. And you don't separate between people. Allah will forgive your sins from one Jummah to the other some Jummah. Subhanallah, what an amazing thing. Just to keep in mind, Nabi Karim SAW had said, one day Nabi Karim SAW was given khutbah, and one person got up and he started climbing over the necks of people. So when Nabi Karim SAW saw him, Nabi Karim SAW said, Ajlis, Ajlis, sit down. Faqad adait. You are giving people taklif. You are giving people inconvenience. If you want to come early, you want to place in the front, come early. In one hadith, Nabi Karim SAW had said, Man takhatta riqab al-shaytani yawm al-qiyamati ittakhadha jisran ila jahannam. Whoever climbs over the necks of people to come in front on the day of Jummah, it is like putting a bridge towards Jahannam. Now, these are etiquettes that we have to keep in mind. One very important etiquette that we have to keep in mind, that when the imam starts off the khutbah, it is compulsory for everyone to keep quiet. Lazim hai ke jo hai na wo bilkul chup rahe, and not to talk. Aajkal hum gapshap lagate ho. Jumma ka din aise ho gaya ke jo hai na apne saathiyon ke saath gapshap lagana. Ek hafte mein ek martaba tamam jo hai na wo news hum pare ke zindagi mein kya hua, India mein kya hua, Pakistan mein kya hua. Hum jo hai na apne saathiyon ke saath baat kar rahe. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said in one hadith, kafa laghwan idh taqula li sahibika ansit idha kharaja al imam. That when the imam comes out and you tell your sati, you tell your companion at the time of khutbah, keep quiet, you have committed a wrong. Ye bhi kehne ki ijazat nahi. You can't even tell the person, keep quiet. So where is it permissible to talk about worldly affairs at the time of khutbah? Ya Allah. Where is it permissible? When you can't even tell the person who is speaking, keep quiet, ye bhi ghalat hai. That also is wrong. And yet the people at the time of khutbah said, you know, I went once to Tashkent, a very historical city. And we were about 40 people, we went to Tashkent. First time in my life I saw something like this. Jumma ke din, Jumma ke baad, not one person got up. Everyone read Sunnat Namaz. And when we came out, all the South Africans, we were there, we said, humne kabhi aisa nahi dekha apne mulk mein. Ek aadmi ko humne nahi dekha jo hai na wo Jumma ke baad ja rahe. Sab ne Sunnat ki namaz ada ki. एक हफ्ते में एक मर्तबा एक शान अजीम शान दिन है उसकी कदर करें. एंड देन ऑफ कोर्स देयर आर सर्टेन थिंग्स वी डोंट हैव द टाइम. रीड सूरह कहफ. नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हैड सेड व्हेन यू रीड सूरह कहफ फ्रॉम वन जुम्मा टू अनदर जुम्मा यू गेट नूर. अल्लाह सुभान व तआला ग्रांट यू गुड. नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हैड सेड रीड एक्सेसिव दुरूद अपॉन मी ऑन द डे ऑफ जुम्मा बिकॉज देयर इज अ ग्रेट लिंक बिटवीन द टू राइटियस एंटिटीज. व्हिच टू राइटियस एंटिटीज? द डे ऑफ जुम्मा, which is the most beautiful and the most virtuous of all days, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of all human beings. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Durud paro, your durud will be presented before me on the day of Jummah." So by these are some of the etiquettes that we have made mention. By make value the day of Jummah. We notice nowadays, we don't even read, you know, this whole particular aspect, whatever has happened. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala says, "Idha nudiya min salati min yawmil Jummah." When the imam gives the call, when the muazzin gives the call, fas'au ila dhikrillah, hasten towards the performance of Jummah. In one hadith, Nabi Karim SAW said, perform Jummah, أَوْ لَيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. If you don't perform Jummah, Allah will put a seal upon your hearts. Allah will put a seal upon your heart. مَنْ تَرَكَ الْجُمْعَةَ ثَلَاثًا بِغَيْرِ عُذْرٍ فَهُوَ مُنَافِقٍ. Whoever leaves three Jummahs without any reason, وَمُنَافِقٍ. Whoever leaves three Jummahs and doesn't perform Jummah for three Jummahs without any reason, huwa munafiq. He's a munafiq. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of understanding the virtue of the days and the times which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given virtue to. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. But there's one small announcement I would like to make. You know, we don't make mention of people. But you know, they used to be trying to search him now. Abdul Ghaffar Bhai, who used to be with us every year, he had a particular way. He used to have that stick and asa. He used to come every Jummah, normally. In this particular week, he passed away. Sab dua ki rahe, inshallah. Allah ta'ala unki maghfirat kare. Allah ta'ala unko jannat naseeb kare. If you come every week to the masjid, the people of the Masjid will remember you, inshallah. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala elevate his status. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.